Questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles.
Let's launch into it. Questions without notice. We've got a few sitting here that are beautifully parked on the text as well. 0433 98 11 16 if you've got one for us. A question for you here, Kingy.
Yeah.
With arguably four of the AFL's best 25 players in Gawn, May, Oliver and Petrarca, plus others including Lever, Salem, Langdon, Harms, Viney, etc., how come Melbourne aren't a better team than what they are? That's from Lockie.
You just cherry-picking all the temper text questions? Is that what you're doing?
Some of them, yeah.
You're right, okay. How come they're not a better team? Oh, that's the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the frustration of the Melbourne fans. But they were a very good team in 2018. 18. So it's about getting back there, isn't it? It hasn't worked in the last 18 months, and that's the challenge. That's why Simon Goodwin is in a pretty warm seat at the moment, if not in December. It's warm and it's going to get hot come middle of next year. There's no doubt about that. Hey, do you agree with Justin Lepich that ruckmen are overrated?
No. No, I think the best ruckman, I mean, Brody Grundy had his struggles this year and he's gone on to sort of say that he didn't appreciate the hub life and others have done the same. But Brody Grundy from 2 years ago was one of the very best players in the competition. It didn't necessarily translate into to Brownlow votes, but he was dominant. Max Gawn's been dominant for quite a few years. So I reckon I don't agree with him fully because I think if you've got a star, like an absolute star ruckman, and there's not that many star ruckmen in the competition, but if you've got one, I think they can make a big difference.
Okay.
What's the number one thing that you, as someone who has played at the highest level, won premierships, been a two-time All-Australian, you understand the highs and the lows. If we were sitting here with Tanner Bruin or Eddie Ford, who we spoke to yesterday, a draftee, what's the number one bit of advice that you would give a draftee before they begin their career?
That's a tough one. The number one bit of just be, as I said yesterday, be 10 out of 10 in your special trait. Be the best you can possibly be at your separating factor, whether that's contested marking or clearances or kicking, whatever it is, train that until you can train it no more. And just know when you stand next to your opponent that you've got him covered in that facet.
Okay.
And so that make that your one would to use a poor term, to be honest. Hey, coaches speak. We've talked a lot about coaches. We've talked a lot to coaches over the last week or so. Of the previous generation, who did you enjoy more? Was it Sheedy?
Ooh.
Was it Pagan? Was it Blight? Was it Thomas? Have you got a name from the previous generation and how they spoke and how they handled themselves?
Blighty was pretty good.
Yeah.
I get drawn to these post-match press conferences because you kind of never quite know what you're going to get. Blighty, you never knew what you were going to get from a press conference. And because he was lateral, he did things differently. In fact, Blighty was the sort of coach that from everyone you talked to who played under him, that if it was done a certain way, he'd go and do it another way just to be different, just to try and find another way to do it. So I quite liked him. But you obviously played under Dennis, and we got these little Dennis or paganisms, as they were called.
Oh, the paganisms.
Yeah, they were staples of a Dennis Pagan press conference.
My favourite Dennis media slash remember they used to have the huddles, the media huddle on the training ground prior to training. So when Dennis was at Carlton, I'll never forget this, we'd probably find the audio if we looked hard enough, and he was surrounded by the media throng. They were going poorly, Carlton, and he was under a bit of pressure, and just this question come from the back from a face he couldn't recognise. He said, "Hey, Dennis, what are you doing with Cade Simpson this week? Why are you playing him here? Why are you doing this? What's going on?" And it must have been a pointed question at quite a nasty angle. And Dennis said, "Mate, where are you from, mate? Where are you from?" And he was expecting, you know, Ayrton Woolley, Channel 9, or Russell Holmes, Footy Record. This bloke goes, "Oh, no, Frank from Preston." Some bloke just wandered out in the ground. Oh, it was a cracker.
Reminds me of that scene out of Notting Hill. Hugh Grant's horse and hound. It's how being a journalist for.
Hey, have you got more faith in India after what you saw yesterday? Because you're a bit flat on them prior to that.
Maybe a little bit more. Not a heap.
Not a heap.
More? No, they're a bit of a different team for the test series. But Kohli getting runs is good for the T20s, obviously, and the first test that he will play. I think their bowlers are the one that this needs. Bumrah got a couple of wickets yesterday, and that'll be good for him just to get his confidence going a little bit. But Yeah, it's their bowling group between Bumrah and Yadav, etc., that I'm probably looking for a little bit more at this stage. I've asked you this twice now on What's Questions up? Without Notice. I'll ask you again because I thought of it this morning. Why hasn't Jordan Ngoi signed yet?
Well, I think he's agreed to, but they're waiting on final numbers, aren't they?
Is that what it is? Is it
from the TPP? I think that's what it is. I don't have the answer. Why don't you ring someone? You've got a full day today to get us an answer.
I'll try.
Can you do that?
I'll try. Yeah.
All right.
See how we go.
And I'll tell you what.
I bet you'll get nothing.
Well, no. All we can do is ask the question if they want to tell us. I think Collingwood are in a position where they might start talking.
No, I think so.
And telling the truth. For a couple of weeks.
As
anyway.
I say, I'm not muckraking or digging or anything. I just find it strange that contract hasn't landed and been announced yet.
Glenelg have been probably the victim of the musical chairs started by Nobes leaving the Brisbane Lions, and then you have to fill that role. So up slides Danny Daly, and then we get Stoney go from Glenelg to the Brisbane Lions. There's never been a better time for Glenelg to be without a senior coach than there is right now.
Yeah.
Because there's just a whole host of immediately retired / sacked AFL assistants. Should they go for a big name or should they take a punt? I think we should get someone on from Glenelg actually in the next couple of days.
Be worth having a look at. Yeah, I mean, Norwood were the same. Yep. Norwood were without a coach and they got Jade Rawlings. I guarantee
this
that
when... This is later than that again though,
yeah,
isn't it?
But when Norwood started their process, Jade hadn't even lost his job at North Melbourne, and that's a huge appointment for them. So, yes, I think we've had names such as Gary Hocking or Scott Camporelli that have been texted in. There'll be plenty of others as well. It's a good time to do it, and it's a good time, I reckon, for an assistant who's lost his job to go and coach his own team, because we're seeing the value in that as well.
Like it.
Questions without notice for Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started today. We'll find out what's coming up on Edmund up next.